The discussion over a Ballston Walmart continues. The proposed store near the intersection between Routes 50 and 67 will be considered at a planning board meeting Wednesday night. The meeting is related to Parts 2 and 3 of the State Environmental Quality Review Act process. The Town of Ballston Planning Board is serving as the lead agency in Walmart's CEQA application. Included in a number of documents posted to the Town of Ballston website is a letter dated June 5th from Walmart addressed to Planning Board Chair Richard Doyle, refuting a number of concerns submitted by project opponents during a packed November hearing. Walmart defends itself against concerns over traffic, noise, visual impacts, and demand for community services. Walmart is seeking a negative declaration of significance from the planning board, a go-ahead that would not require further environmental review. The company says a negative declaration, quote, is appropriate because Walmart has proven by competent evidence that the project avoids all potential environmental impacts, unquote. Doyle declined to be recorded but told WAMC Walmart's response is the first item on the agenda. Walmart did not respond to a request for comment. Ben Baskin, a member of Smart Growth Ballston, is an opponent of the proposed store. He said the meeting will be an opportunity for the company to present its quote-unquote dog and pony show.
It's not going to be something where the community gets to talk, and it's going to be, this is why we need a negative declaration by the engineers. And that's what it'll be. So we'll be a visible presence in the audience. And a reminder that the community does not want this.
Doyle said the planning board will consider 18 separate categories of the project and determine if any should require further study by the town's engineers. Doyle said the planning board would accept written comments on Wednesday night's presentation until June 17th. Walmart's presence has been hotly debated in Ballston for a decade. Lawn signs for and against the store still sit in front of homes. In March 2005, the Ballston Town Board imposed a six-month moratorium limiting commercial development, and 6 months later made changes to the town's comprehensive plan, among changes related to zoning. A lawsuit was filed from the property owner against the town board. Walmart's original plan was ultimately withdrawn. The company submitted plans for its current proposal in 2011. For one thing, the project is 30% smaller. And Walmart is making street and infrastructure repairs, though critics claim the upgrades don't go far enough. Pete Bardunius, president of the Southern Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce, said Walmart is taking appropriate steps to ensure a smooth entry into a town that is divided on its entrance. The chamber previously announced that if built, the store would feature an information kiosk about the town and its amenities.
It's going to be an economic benefit as well and a potential job creator, so there are some positives as well. I have no control really over whether they come, but if they do come, I want to make sure that they do integrate into the community as well as possible. And so far, to their credit, they've been willing to talk about that and to create some positive steps to make it happen.
Opponents like Baskin say they continue to push against the plan.
It's still too big and it's in the wrong place.
For more information on the meeting, including links to submitted paperwork, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.